Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, several new laws are in effect in Georgia this morning. It's now illegal to hold or operate a cell phone by hand while driving. Dozens of other bills and resolutions passed the state legislature during the last session. They're also in effect today. The state's medical marijuana program is now expanded to cover patients with post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as intractable pain. And a law that prohibits credit reporting agencies from charging for a security freeze. And another that allows local officials to limit the use of fireworks through noise ordinances. Those are also in effect today. Atlanta United won its 11th game of the season on Saturday, beating rival Orlando City 4-0. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, Atlanta fans came out to see the game in bigger numbers than the World Cup.
Fans of Atlanta United rejoiced after their team easily bested their southern rivals. Nearly 72,000 people packed into Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday, which beat the attendance of two World Cup games happening on the same day in Russia. Atlanta now sits 5 points ahead of the New York Red Bulls for first place in the Eastern Conference. Next, the team will play FC Dallas on July 4th in Texas. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Atlanta Dream defeated the Indiana Fever yesterday by a final score of 87-83. Atlanta will have a week off to prepare before their next home game against the Seattle Storm, and that'll happen on Friday. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets in Atlanta and across the country to protest President Trump's handling of immigration. GPB's Stephen Fowler was at a large demonstration in Atlanta on Saturday and filed this report.
Chants echoed off downtown Atlanta buildings as people filled blocks marching in opposition to detention practices used for migrants illegally crossing into the United States. Democratic U.S. House Representative John Lewis made a surprise appearance and told the crowds he was proud they showed up and took action.
Maybe our foremothers and our forefathers all came to this land in different ships, but we all are in the same boat now. There is no such thing as an illegal human being.
Lewis isn't the only Atlanta politician speaking out against President Trump's policies. Last week, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced the city is suspending an agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to take in new detainees. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Homelessness in Atlanta appears to be on the decline. The city identified just over 3,000 homeless people in its annual census at the beginning of the year, a 14% decrease since last year. But according to the Associated Press, advocates still see some troubling trends in the number. Jack Harden, co-chairman of the United Way's Regional Commission on Homelessness, says homelessness among veterans and families rose, and so did the number of homeless people sleeping on the streets. A recent poll shows that Secretary of State Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle are virtually deadlocked in their race for the Republican gubernatorial nomination in Georgia. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Alabama-based research firm Signal finds that Cagle had 44% of the vote and Kemp is at 43%. Cagle finished first in the May 22 GOP primary with 39% of the vote. Kemp finished second with just over a quarter of the vote. The winner of the July 24th runoff will then face Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. She won her party's nomination over Stacey Evans. For more news, visit gpbnews.org.